one of Lebanon's most powerful politicians, was killed today in a huge car bomb attack in Beirut. Former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri was traveling in a motorcade, and that motorcade passed through a commercial area along Beirut's famous Seafront Boulevard, and that's where the explosion took place. At least 9 people died in the blast, and dozens were injured. Reporter Lynn Nuayet of Global Radio News is in Beirut and joins us now. And Lynn, I understand you've traveled to the scene of the explosion. What have you seen?
Well, it's a scene of absolute devastation there. There are at least 5 or 6 burnt-out cars at the scene. The place is covered in debris. The glass in the area is full of hotels. It's an area famous for Lebanon's hotels. The glass in most of those is shattered. Ambulances driving away from the scene every few minutes, carrying injured people. The San George Hotel, which is the closest hotel to where the explosion took place, is absolutely devastated, as are the nearby buildings. Shop fronts have collapsed.
We should mention, I suppose, that this is the kind of images you might have seen in Beirut constantly in past years, but in the past more than a decade, Beirut has been relatively peaceful.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lebanon hasn't seen a car bomb on this size for probably years. But, of course, any time such an incident does happen here, it does recall the civil war. Everybody is absolutely terrified. This is the first slide back into daily car bombs they saw for about 15 years during the civil war here, which ended in about 1990-91. That civil war divided Beirut into 2 sides, Lebanese Christians against Muslims, various different factions fighting it out. Car bombs were an almost daily occurrence.
Now, Rafik Hariri was Lebanon's prime minister for most of the years since that civil war ended. Why would he be someone who might be targeted?
He left office late last year after tensions with President Emil Lahoud. Now, President Emil Lahoud is close to Lebanon's larger neighbor, Syria, which keeps about 15,000 troops in Lebanon. His term in office was due to end late last year in November, and the Lebanese constitution was changed in order to allow him to stay in power for a further 3 years. And that extension was seen as one that was backed by Syria. This, of course, has divided Lebanese politicians and Lebanese society at large into people who back Syrian domination in Lebanon and the extension of Lahoud's term and people who are against that. And Hariri would have been in the camp which was against that.
With that context in mind, is there any specific word about who's responsible for this attack?
There hasn't been a claim of responsibility so far, but we would assume that the finger of blame would be pointed by most Lebanese politicians at the Syrians.
We've been speaking with Lynn Nuayet. She's a reporter for Global Radio News, and she's in Beirut. Thanks very much.